All right, it's Cowboys and Eagles here in 2 days on Thanksgiving. What a big, big game. Both teams 8-3, and we'd like to do this the week of a Cowboys-Eagles game. We like to eavesdrop on Philadelphia All Sports Radio and their number one morning show there, the Touchdown Brothers. And let's see what they have to say this morning about the Cowboys-Eagles game. Hopefully they'll be talking football when we tune in. We're joining them live now in Philly.
Right.
Love it. Living on the brand.
They don't make music like that anymore, do they?
No, they don't. There it is for the fourth time this hour. Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi. You got Touchdown Brothers. I'm Jimmy Amendola. He is Tony Ragu. We're known as Down and Distance, the Touchdown Brothers. And I got to tell you, we got a game to talk about this week, Dan.
Cowgirls!
Although, we got to say, the Cowgirls.
Yeah.
Actually doing pretty well this year. They're actually finally giving the Eagles a little competition.
Look at them. They got a good record.
Yeah.
We got to give them some credit. You know, it started at the top with, they got a lot of bad things about them, you know. But they suck. They're in Dallas. They got a bozo owner. I'd say this, though, Jerry. Those strippers look pretty good, man. Not bad, Jerry.
That old guy did pretty good. That one blonde looked like she could suck the chrome off a trailer hitch.
Whoa! Jimmy, seriously, though.
Yeah.
I seriously got to give credit to Tony, what's his name?
Tony Homo is what they used to call him, but you can't call him that anymore.
You got to say Romo.
You got to say Romo, Tony Romo, he's pretty much the hot name of Valley Ranch.
What was that?
What?
Your voice.
Nothing wrong with my voice.
It's like shake voice or something when you said that.
I just talked about Tony Romo, that's all. He's pretty much the hot name around Valley Ranch.
You did it again. What are you doing, man?
I don't know what you're doing.
No, but seriously, I give Romo some credit. Yeah. And on the defensive side of the ball, Rolando McClain has been...
What was that?
What?
What did you just say?
I said Rolando McClain.
No, before that, before you said Rolando McClain, I swear, you said Regonk.
Regonk?
Regonk.
What kind of word is that?
That's what I'm asking.
No, I didn't say it.
No,
okay.
You said Regonk.
No. This is your thing. I know what you're going to
do. What do you mean, what's my thing?
What are you going to get? You claim I said Regonk, and you're going to get it, like, isolated in there, and you're going to
I'm not going to get it isolated. What are you going to
have? Have your cousin Tony play it in there, like, isolated, and you're going to slot a website with an unflattering picture of me and start selling shirts and do a word game.
Where's all this coming from? Nobody would do anything like that just because someone says some stupid word like we're gone. You don't build websites.
Yeah, like it's going to be on game day or something next. You know, as a sign or something.
Here it is. This is the Tony Ragu paranoia coming out here.
Who would do such a thing like that? Well, I don't know. I'm sure there's a radio station out there that does stuff like that.
If there was one, I bet you'd be in Dallas.
I bet it would be too.
Oh, God, this is great, isn't it? Are we ready to go to the phones?
Well, before we got to talk about what's coming up.
All right, let's promote what we got coming up. Yeah. We got to start doing a little formatics here. We've seen a little slippage lately. All right, don't forget, we got some fitness tips coming up next hour with George DiGiani.
Yeah.
He's going to tell us about eggs.
What about eggs?
And then we're going to get the Cowboys side of things on all this game.
Yeah.
With a guy named Justin Montemayor, who says he's the number one guy down there at the ticket in Dallas.
So don't go away.
He called us, wanted to come on the air. That's coming up. Let's go to our phones. Coming up first, we got, I think this is Sal in South Philly. Down and Distance.
Yeah, how are you two guys doing this morning?
Hey, we're doing all right there,
Sal. Doing good, Sal. Thanks for calling.
You know, I'm just sitting here having a cheese steak for breakfast and stuff, listening to your program. I really like your show.
Hey, nothing better. Nothing better on the air. Nothing better to eat than a good cheese steak sandwich.
For breakfast, for dessert.
Hey, everybody's talking about how good the Cowboys are just because they beat the Giants and stuff. Hey, let me tell you something. They beat Eli Manning. You know what? He's not even the best quarterback in his family.
Oh! I'm pretty sure
Sal,
he ranks
bring
behind
it this morning.
Archie Payton and Cooper and
yeah,
the
all
mother.
Better, better. Hey, that mother ain't bad, man.
Nah, man.
Hey,
not.
Hey. Guess what?
Hmm.
There's supposed to be a tornado warning out for Philadelphia and for Dallas this Sunday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, I mean this Thursday, because they're playing on Thanksgiving.
It's Thursday, yeah.
And yeah, Thanksgiving falls on a Thursday this year.
Yeah, so there's going to be a tornado warning out for the Dallas area. But guess what? The safest place to go is the Cowboys end zone because there's no chance of a touchdown.
No touchdown there, man. No touchdown there.
Sal always tells it like it is.
He kills us.
He always tells it like it is.
Hey. And before I go, one question.
Hmm.
Do the Cowboys suck or what?
Oh, Sarah, yeah!
Nailed it! Coming up next, Justin Montemayor, the lead guy at the Ticket in Dallas.
Let's do it!
Now, let's pull them down. Go ahead and pull them down.
Wow. Yeah, high energy, I give him that. There's a lot of high energy talk there.
Yeah, but it just seems to be so much more attitude than
substance.
It's like some member of our staff is lying about his position here.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that interview, Justin.
That'd be good.